You're listening to Tree Note. I bet you can identify these logos: the swoosh, the golden arches, the apple with a missing bite. Organizations choose logo images that associate their group with qualities like strength, longevity, comfort, and inspiration. That's where trees come in. Marketing experts have long recognized the positive relationships people have with trees, and so trees are depicted on logos for hundreds of products and services. Some are obvious: the sequoia tree on the U.S. Park Service logo, and a pine tree sandwiched between the letters of the U.S. Forest Service. Others lean into tree symbolism, like the Timberland Bank in Washington State, which displays a cross-section of a tree trunk, inviting us to connect their tree logo and the potential for wise investments for the long term. And there are educational institutions like Stanford University that draw on trees as symbols for knowledge and to encourage students to branch out as they gain higher learning. Health-related companies like the Cigna Group link their medical insurance services to the healthy, calming presence of trees, while the logo of an upscale hotel chain, the Four Seasons, uses an elegant tree silhouette to convey a sense of prosperity through its image. So, what do all of these logos tell us about our relationships to trees? That even the simple image of a tree can give us good feelings. But a real tree is still better. After all, it's not trying to sell us anything. Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.